In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Hello and welcome to the Bachelor Podcast. I'm Kay York City.
And I am Jared Freed. It is so good to be back here with you, Kay. We just got done with the fantasy suites of the Golden Bachelor. We didn't know if this was coming, and then we found out it was coming, and then Gary came twice. What do we think?
You know, I had a feeling that's where that joke was going, because if you weren't going to make it, I was.
It was, I don't know about you, but from beginning to end, this, I don't know if it was a tough watch or if it was just like, I don't know, it was a lot. I'm okay with that.
It was a tough watch for me.
It was tough for you?
Yeah, just because I guess up until the very end when Teresa and Gary finally went to their fantasy suite, watching their date was one of the worst things I've ever had to go through in my life.
And then, right, and like also kind of watching the difference. The difference between the two was stark. I don't know if I'm like excited about Gary being with either of them. I don't know why Gary to me, like, in one scenario, he's excited. It seems like Leslie offers excitement and Teresa offers safety. Like, it feels like a choice between those two.
Yeah.
But it feels also like Leslie's excitement. Like, I don't know, you know, if Gary's like, if that's like a lifetime for Gary. Like, when they talked about death do you part, I that didn't feel right.
No.
And then when he was talking about like getting frisky with Teresa, that didn't feel right. Like, nothing felt, everything felt mismatched.
I think he needed a blend between the two. And honestly, I think
faith.
Yeah. Right. It did. Which is so crazy. I am still bamboozled that Leslie made it to this, to the final two. And then seeing how much he was kind of infatuated with her during their date, and then seeing the beginning of Teresa's date and him being like, I'm wondering what Leslie's doing, and having him, he's convincing himself to like Teresa, which I hate and I also commend, because he's like trying to stay open. He's like, she's here for a reason. Like, I wanted her to be here. Let me at least like give this a shot. But at the same time, it's like, I don't think you really like either of them.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. I this is kind of like a shirt that got buttoned up wrong. Like, I don't know. Something is a little just askew. And I don't know if it's even the 70-year-olds. I don't know. I guess the openness that Gary has to, like, being sexual, that, like, that wasn't bad. Like, I actually thought, like, you know, if you're a future Bachelor lead, maybe he's a good guy to, like, take notes on, because none of it felt about the sex, even though he was seemingly excited to have some intimate time, whatever that might have been. You know, I don't know. It was all a little odd.
It was odd.
To put it mildly. The women are kind of odd. I don't know. Especially after the women tell all last week too, where like, I genuinely, like, every woman on that day was so fun and vibrant and, like, you know, like, and also, like, a little sexual. Like, they weren't, like, holding back. You know, Susan's talking about 8-inch penises and stuff. So, like, I don't know why this was a little different. I'm not bothered by Teresa, but it seems as though there's a faction of people, and maybe you can explain this to me. I don't know what it is. Does Leslie bother people? What is it about Leslie that kind of like puts people off, that I've been kind of hearing a little bit about?
I think it's just the fact that she has this like bad boy past That's who she kind of goes for. I mean, you can see it from her family. She's always talking about, I haven't had that. I haven't found the love of my life, which is fine. Like the till death do us part. It's been, I think she said, 2 7-year marriages. But then she kind of is just, even when she came on, she felt, I thought she was going to be the villain. I thought Leslie was going to be this woman who came on, was like super sexual. And
I mean, she did. When's the last, she came right out with it. When's the last time you fucked? When's the last time you had sex? I mean, like, she wasn't hiding.
Right. And I thought that was going to be more of a put off from or to Gary, but it wasn't. So the fact that she's here is kind of crazy.
Oh, no.
Big dog Gary.
This was a Big Dog Gary episode. I got to say, this was the full dog experience. He was woofing. He was eating. He was barking. He was rubbing his tussie on the floor as he walks with his front legs. It was all the big dog experience that I hope for. I mean, we start the episode with him. You texted me. I didn't realize that was the opening line of the episode. You texted me. The opening line was, what was it?
Well, Leslie asked him, she's like, all right, when was the last time you had sex? And then he says, with myself or with another person? And I said, no.
It's like,
I can't. He did not say myself.
With myself? When's the last time I went home with Andrea? When's the first time I went home with Rosie Palm and her 5 sisters?
That's a crazy.
When's the last time it was with a woman? Or when's the last time I came into a sock? When's the last time I took a bunch of tissue paper and brought it into bed with me and squirted one out? You know, like, it's like a little too familiar,
weird.
Gary.
Like, I was fine with all of the sexual jokes except for that one.
Yeah, that got real. That got real, real quick.
Because you know, like, you have such an image of that. Like, that's such a, you know, 20-year-old
That's a dog
boy,
Gary like, moment. That, yeah, like, the masturbation stuff. Like, masturbation humor is fun to me. But, like, it's also, like, there's a point where it's, like, I get the joke. It is funny.
When you think about, when you make a masturbation joke, you're not, the person that you're envisioning is not 71.
Right. And you do kind of envision the person masturbating. That's the problem with a masturbation joke is like, and there's nothing really less visually fun than a man masturbating. It's just the hunched over aspect, you know, Gary alone, grunting. Talking about lions and shit. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Animalistic.
Yeah, it is. You know, female masturbation, different story. That's a beautiful art piece. You know, male masturbation, just automatic transition, just Ford F-150 shit. So let's get to the episode. What did you call the episode?
So I said he's just not that into you. And I truly think with him telling these women, I mean, overtly, you're the one. I love you. You know that. Yeah. Like, he looked at Teresa in the morning and he was like, the best part about all this is that you know. Like, as if they had the conversation and he's picking her. But he also said, you're the one to Leslie.
There was points in the episode where I was like, Gary, shut the fuck up.
What?
Like, you don't have to keep going. You can stop it. I had fun. You can stop it. I really care about you. You can stop. You can tell there's Big Dog Gary. There's also Gone with the Wind Romantic Gary. And he gets carried away. Like, there was one part, I don't know even who was with, but I'm like sitting there going, Gary, enough, you know, cut. Stop with the, you know, like, you can just say, you don't have to say these things. You're in Costa Rica. These are the final two. The premise of the show kind of speaks to the whole thing. But it, like, maybe he's trying to convince himself. Maybe he's trying to, like,
that's what I think. I think he's like convincing himself a bit more. Because, I mean, that date with Teresa, he did not like her. I mean, at the beginning, he didn't even.
Annoyed.
Yeah,
maybe he was tired too. He did say they didn't sleep a lot. And then he goes on the next date and he's like, he did have tired dad on vacation energy. Like every time Teresa was calling from behind him on the horse, I just kept expecting him to be like, enough, Teresa.
Teresa's
a great mom. Yeah, right. It was a great mom name to yell at. So let's go to the, okay. So I called it Big Dog. I called it Big Dog Jerry 8 in all caps.
I mean, Gary 8. I mean, I need to.
Yeah, Big Dog Gary 8. He, there was, that's the other thing. It didn't see, and listen, I don't think Gary did anything wrong. I'm like, Team Gary and all this.
Yeah.
I think he handled it like pretty respectfully. There was no way Gary wasn't going to fuck both women or go home with both women. He had made that decision before the dates, very obviously, it seemed.
I mean, also, the stakes are a bit higher, it feels like, with these fantasy suites, because, I mean, not Leslie, obviously. She was like, I had sex a year ago, which, when you're older, that's not that long ago. But
no, I you know, listen, if I was Gary, I'd be like, well, when was the last time you had it with yourself?
Yeah.
You know, like I.
But Teresa hasn't been with anybody since her husband. So like she's essentially a virgin again. It almost feels like the stakes are high. You can't just
stakes.
Sleep with her just because, you know, she's essentially hasn't had sex. And I don't even remember when she said her husband passed, but I think it was like 8 years or something. It was a long time.
Right. I guess that's kind of the, and I never really thought of the stakes being so high, I guess. And you're right. I guess now in retrospect, but like maybe it's, and I give a lot of credit to Gary, the way he talked to Jesse in the beginning, like it all kind of made sense. Like it
yeah.
He has a really good way of making everything seem normal when it's not normal. Like, you know, Jesse's sitting there being like trying to talk to Gary about sex, and Jesse's great. I just love Jesse. I think he's so great. I think he's so caring and respectful, but also isn't demeaning to any of the people on this mm-hmm. show. Like, and you know, Gary talks about each of the women, and then you know, Jesse's like, are we going to talk about, can we talk about it on Disney? Can we say sex?
Can we?
You know, like,
yeah.
Right. And it's like, and Gary's like, oh, you kidding me? Well, you know, like, it's like, Gary's like just totally normal about it. Maybe that helps it.
I think that helps
Gary's
it.
Like normal.
Because yeah, you have like the difference with when Zach was on it and Zach was like, I'm not having any of this. This is not happening in my fantasy suite. And that felt weird.
Gary made the point when I interviewed him, and he made it here on this episode, and I thought it was really, really good what he did. And I think like any bachelor should say this, whether they, you know, I think he meant it, and I mean it when I believe it.
Yeah.
That pillow talk is so important. How the intimacy, the talk you have in bed is, and I guess you believe it from him because it's like maybe that's how his marriage went. We're like the best. The times that him and his wife understood each other or like had real talks were like pillow to pillow. So you mm-hmm. kind of have that. You go, okay, this is about something different to him. This isn't about, you know, knocking boots, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but you can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. So free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service, and for just $98 a month, you can get your choice of any 6 styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. Get fast, free shipping and returns and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility. No laundry for you to worry about. And always have the option to buy what you love for sometimes up to 75% off. Nuuly is a great value of $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up using the code BACHELOR20. Just go to NUULY.com, that's Nuuly with 2 U's, and enter the code BACHELOR20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with two U's, with the code BACHELOR20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have a question about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
So we go to the Leslie date. Okay. They rappel 170 feet in Costa Rica. Didn't seem so dangerous in the way they made it feel dangerous. They made it feel like, and maybe it's their age showing, but like, I wasn't like, I was like, just go down the thing. Like,
oh,
it wasn't,
see, that wouldn't be
deal.
Me. No.
Really?
No, because I have a big fear of falling, and it's like the going backwards, and what if my hand slips? I know there's a million different things that are
right.
Working.
They're attached.
Yeah,
I mean,
you're not going anywhere, but tell my brain that, because she thinks otherwise. And I can't,
right.
Seeing these older people do these kinds of activities is very interesting, because like, they're a bit more fragile. I mean, all they have to do is give like one swift hit to the rock on the side, swing into the rock, and their hip hurts. You know what I mean? Like, this could be.
Right. And they do kind of look fragile. Like, Gary does look his age in this episode more than the other ones for some reason. Like, listen, nothing like a suit on a man. Nothing like a tux on a guy to really make a guy look good.
Yeah.
But nothing like, you know, vacation wear to make a guy look old.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing that makes you look.
Respectfully. I mean, it's just like he looked like an old man.
Right. Yeah. Old man vacation wear ages you up. Suit ages you down, I think. There's something to that because he did look a little
old. I'm dying because I realized, I was like, I've seen Gary with his shirt off before I've seen Travis Kelce with his shirt. I have no idea what Travis Kelce looks like with his shirt off.
It's
and I've seen,
strangely, we both thought the same thing.
I've seen Gary.
That's all I kept thinking about the whole episode. How have I not seen Travis Kelce with his shirt off when I'm looking at Gary? You and I were in the same wavelength. So they get to the dinner and he's like, you haven't asked me any hard questions. And Leslie took that pretty literally. She's like, when was the last time you were hard?
She's,
and that's when we get into
person. I can't.
Well, that's the thing about Leslie, is like, it does feel like you know, when we think of like older man, younger woman, we think of like the ridiculous, like we think of like the Hugh Hefner,
yeah,
with like the Playboy bunny. But like, I think for Gary, Midwest, I think this is the Midwest version of Hugh Hefner for Gary. Like, I think this is like, I think Leslie is like, I think he feels that in his life he never would have met someone who was like Leslie. Like, I think, like,
no,
I think he did some online dating and he was around some old fuddy duddies, and now he's around, and Leslie, like, I don't think they look ridiculous, but there's a element of like this is the Gary is like, oh my God, like this is like big dog Gary goes back to his buddies and is like, you got it. Like, would show.
Yes.
He would give over her full Instagram.
Yes.
You know, he would give
a,
you know,
he's,
he wouldn't scroll
to
a specific picture. No. This is Leslie is full Instagram send to a friend to him. And you can feel that.
Like, I know.
Gary's woofing.
Their personalities just don't match up. I see them on this vacation together. And in another vacation when they've known each other and this is, you know, number three vacation. They've known each other for a while, been together for a while. Leslie's annoyed with Gary, for sure.
Right.
She's annoyed
with
him. Or Gary's like, or Leslie stresses Gary out on bit, because she's always wanting to do something extra or more. They're not compatible, I don't think. Or maybe they are.
I don't know. I don't know if we're getting the full Leslie experience. Maybe that's what I'm thinking. Like, and you've said this before, like, are we getting her, or is she just trying to win? Like, I don't know. There's something I feel like we don't know about her. I don't mean to like act like I don't trust her. I don't know. There's just, it did feel, because when he's like, listen, ask me questions, I can understand that he's like, well, you haven't really, and then she's like, well, when's life? Like, if that's the first place you go, like,
right.
I don't know. So she says that, like, and then Gary immediately goes to like real life. He's like, well, where would we live? And
I think that's the big, you know, issue.
And Leslie is just like, we can figure it out, which is like a non-answer. That's not really answering. No. And she's like, I'm not going to leave. She basically says, I'm not going to leave my grandkids and my family, but like wherever, we'll figure it out. Which means like, which sounds trappy to me. You know, it's like a little bit like, let me get this done. Let me get the win. And then I'll tell you what to fucking do.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I don't know. Like, it feels very Meredith Blake. It feels very...
Yeah.
Like, you know, a Parent Trap, nice to the husband, mean to the kids. I don't know. There's a little, I don't know why I feel off about this.
Yeah, because what, Gary lives and he has that lake house. I can't remember where that lake house is or where his kids live. Like, what is the compromise?
In Indiana,
okay.
Well, it does feel like, you know, they'd get married and Gary would be like, so when are we going to the lake house? And she's like, we're selling that.
Yeah.
Like the minute that they're lake house. That's our.
No, where your wife
That's our cash cow. No, I'm not sleeping where Tony was.
Yeah.
Put away that Tony poster. Put up a Leslie painting. Yeah, I don't know. There's a little. Maybe we've gone too far with this. I don't know if people feel the same way we do. I'm curious.
I think the distance thing is because I mean, when she even said, she was like, well, maybe we don't have to do like bi-coastal, but we could do like Midwest coastal. Like, you're not going to live together? You're married, but you're not going to. I mean, if that's what you want to do, that's like your version of marriage. But that's not what Gary's looking for. And I don't think that's what she was looking for either. So somebody's going to have to compromise.
Right. So then they have that till death do us part conversation, which just didn't feel right. It felt weird and off. And she says, I've never had my death do us part. Like, I don't know. It's just like, I guess, I don't know. You know, parents do talk that way. Parents talk about death in like ways that you're like, you know, I'm not ready to hear it that.
Yeah.
Plain
my
and
parents
simple,
are way you know? Too. Well, when we're not here anymore, and I'm like, okay, what?
Right. Yeah.
I have like
easy
a random.
Easy.
They bought this. My parents bought this timeshare with Hard Rock, which, LOL.
Where?
It's multiple locations, but it's all in like Mexico, like Cancun and Cabo, etc. And so you can go to different places, whatever. But they bought this, not thinking about the fact that going on this amount of vacations to this place is not going to time out with them. So they're like, well, we had to put it in the will. So we'll be passing this down to you. I'm like, what?
Well, that's very funny. Cause like, if you think of life, it's like your parents, I think someone did a joke about it. Maybe it was Louis C.K. where he's like, I have like 30 summers left. And like, when you put it that way, you're like, oi, you know, like, oh, I guess you do have 30 summers left.
Oh, my God. That's too much.
So they go to the fantasy suite and he tells her she's the one he can't live without, which is like, you don't have to say that. I don't know. Like, I know you're feeling it, but like, it just was a lot. This was the moment where I was like, a lot. Like, you can just not say that.
The thing is that he hasn't seen this version of Gary has not lived and watched the Faith, like making those promises to Faith's kids. Like, he hasn't watched this show back yet and realized that he's saying all these things. So he keeps just like doing it. Like, he's making these really big promises that, again, in the end, you see at the end, he's like, somebody's going to come out of this really hurt. It's like, yeah, because you're promising, like, these are all empty promises essentially until you pick one of them. Like, one of them is going to be left out on their ass.
Right. I mean, they said they stay up till 3 a.m. The pillow talk at the end, like when they're having coffee, it was awkward for me. I don't know. Usually that part's like weird, but it's not awkward. I don't know. He's like, good coffee. You know, like, I'm like, I just like, A lot of it was just me, like, sitting in the fetal position, just like, I can't believe this is happening,
yeah.
You know? And so they said the relationship improved over the course of the night, which that's kind of what Gary set up. He said in the beginning the pillow talk would bring them closer together, and that's what he says happened.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So then we go to Teresa's date, and again, they did reference that they were up all night, and then he did say a couple hours later, I'm with a different woman. Like, I think maybe they should have given Gary another day.
Yeah, like, just like a day between to, like, nap, lay out on the beach.
Right, let this guy get a nap. Can you imagine? I mean, I need a nap if I stay at someone else's place. Like, this guy's in his 70s.
Yes.
Doing back-to-backers?
No. You couldn't get me to do a pull a double. 2 days in a row socializing?
That's the right. This is already. I blame the producers. They go horseback riding. It is not the same energy as him and Faith. It is like, it's basically, it reminded me more of my parents if they went horseback riding. Like my mom behind my dad going, are you okay? What's going on up there? Is it okay? Does the horse need water? You know, like, it just, like, had that energy.
Teresa had way too much energy. She has been resting for days, and Gary right. has not had a wink of sleep. So, and no, their personalities are not vibing.
No, Gary needed a bacon, egg, and cheese, and a coffee, and a nap.
Immediately.
He was like, why am I here? So Gary, they're not really talking, and then they're not really, like, they get to this dinner, and the craziest part about this dinner is, like, so Gary basically looks at Teresa, who he's a week or two away from proposing to, and he's like, so what do you do for work? What? What? And Teresa is like, Teresa's explanation, like, I don't know if Teresa's all there. I gotta say, like, it's just like
it made it seem like she was just like a housewife. She called herself a homemaker, and then she got like a hobby trading, and then she was like, I'm a day trader, and this is with full. I laughed.
Listen. If you're a millennial or Gen Z that's a little bit, like, upset with the world and, like, the economic structure of things, Teresa's a tough listen because Teresa's basically like, yeah, I beat out a bunch of college graduates for the job. And it's like, okay, Teresa, just take your pension and your retirement. Take your she's like, I had to pay for health insurance. It's like, you had a dead husband. Like, there's money there. Like, I don't believe that you're, like, destitute. It doesn't, you seem to be okay. There seems to be something there to pay for the health insurance. You got these kids who are, like, getting a job out of college. They just got their degrees. They're trying to get on their feet.
They have student debt. Like, let them pay it off.
Just created, like, she's like, and I beat them all out for the job. It's like, oh, you just created, like, 7 fentanyl addicts. You know, like, you know, like a guy.
There's one.
She just, like, it's just so flippant. Like, I like the idea that, like, and it's like all these boomers who are like, I just like to, you know, I like to work. And it's like,
stop.
Get the fuck out of the way. Like, we're, you know, like, we got people that need to, like, fucking do something. Like, there's like a young generation. You just, I don't know. I don't know how anyone watched that. Like, and she, again, I turned into Kathy. I was like,
zip it.
Where it's like, I don't know if she's trying to annoy us. Yeah, zip it.
There.
I don't know if she's like, so on it that she's like diabolical, or that she's so out of it that, like, she doesn't know she's like a very, like, annoying person.
There was only one part though when Teresa and I had fully aligned, and I was like, you know what, she's got a point. She goes, you know being by myself, if I didn't have a husband, I would continue working, but if I did have a husband, I would love an excuse not to. Like, I would take an excuse not to work. And I was like, we are aligned.
Right. Because... maybe she does need the money. Like, I don't know. You're 70, Teresa. Like, did we not prepare for the future? What did Billy do?
I know.
Did Billy make any plans for when he passed? I don't know. There's very...
something's up.
I mean, there should be a life insurance commercial directly after Teresa's like, well, if I didn't have to work, I would like, I don't believe, like, this is what bothers me. I don't believe for half a second that Teresa has to work to pay the health insurance. I just, it's hard for me to believe. It feels like she's convinced herself of that because things cost money. And she's like, well, I have to keep my $1 million in the bank so that I don't, you know, have to eat cat food. Like, there's a fear of, like, running out of money of that whole generation.
Yeah.
So I understand. The fear doesn't make it true. You know, like, I don't know. It's
I spend money like it'll just somehow pop up at any point in time. I'm like, oop, I'll take
trust
that
the process.
Delivery here.
Yeah.
Who needs it? I still have plenty of time to save.
Vegas there.
Yeah.
You know.
Just experiences.
So... he says she's very accomplished, but it just sounds like she opened up a E-Trade account.
Right. I was like, wait, why is he so, what's the.
He's very impressed. And then it seems as though Gary and her share having a dead spouse and that's about it.
Yeah.
I don't know what else they have in common. I don't know. If he's even asked her anything, I mean, to ask her what she does for work was crazy. I thought, I was like, wait, what? You know, so.
How do you not know that? I mean, that's, how do you not know that?
So they go to the fantasy suite. How did this not come up at all? They go to the fantasy suite and he says it feels like the first day of the rest of my life when they wake up the next morning, which again, Gary going too far, emotional Gary, you know, the minute Big Dog Gary leaves his penis. Emotional Gary takes over the body, and we have to hear him profess his love.
I prefer Big Dog Gary compared to Emotional Gary. And he keeps using the word awesome, and it icks me out. Like awesome. I think Teresa showed up that night. He goes, "You look awesome." Excuse me? Awesome? Yeah. And then he describes his last night was awesome. No.
Yeah. How about it was just like, it was pretty good. We had a good time.
Yeah.
I don't know. They wake up in the morning. He told her, you know, about how he said he loved her while they were together. And Teresa's also dressed in the least mom way I've ever seen someone her age dressed in the morning.
Mm.
She was like in a cat suit. What? Good for her.
I know.
Like, my mom would be in like the big nighty with like the glasses on and like.
Same. I don't know where they get these, where anybody gets cute clothes to sleep in. Like, if you're sleeping in lace or silk, who are you? I sleep with the rattiest t-shirt that I sleep with like every week. Like, it's gross.
Most moms especially though are like the pigeon lady in Home Alone 2. Like, they're like, they don't come out in a cat suit. Like, she was in full Skims. It was like Kardashian dressed.
She was giving. She was giving Skims.
And that was the episode. That was it. That's what we got. Like, it was quick. It was cringy. I do think it was entertaining.
It was entertaining.
Wrong.
Like, I think this is going to get us through because I'm really excited to see who he picks because at this point, I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's do some categories. Who do you give the first impression, Rose? Anything hit you in a way you didn't expect?
I was really cheering for Leslie because when he had that great date with her and was saying all these things and then I saw him sort of shut off with Teresa, I was like, yeah, like, okay, we've made a decision.
And
I was like,
yeah.
Yeah. And so I started rooting for Leslie and I felt like, okay, this is a great, like, send Teresa home, get her home. You're over it.
Right.
So I was thinking Leslie was getting my first impression rose just because I thought we had finally come to the decision.
Right.
I don't know. And then we haven't. I now have no idea who we've chosen.
I've given my first impression rose to a few people. Few things.
Great.
One, Costa Rica. I thought Costa Rica looked great. It's a place you don't really hear about people going. I wish the best for Costa Rica and its
Have you been?
Tourism industry. No, I've never heard of anyone even
going.
It's really
nice.
It's nice.
Yeah, I've been before. A long time ago, but yeah, very, very nice. Hippy dippy.
Seemed great. Jesse Palmer, great work. Just the way he handled the sexualization, the fantasy rose, that's been kind of weird the last few seasons of this show, of The Bachelor and Bachelorette. Feels like he has a good handle on this episode. I got to say, he's actually handled this episode really well since he's come onto the show.
I also think Jesse Palmer just is so much better on Golden Bachelor than he is on Paradise. Like, this is, he needs to only be doing Golden Bachelor.
I'm 100% with you. And then my last first impression, Rose, goes to the phrase pillow talk. I think Gary really, I hadn't heard pillow talk in a long time. I think there was a TV show where they basically stole my idea yelling at the TV while the show was happening on TLC. But pillow talk is just like, it's such a great way to like temper down the idea of like someone just trying to have sex. Like, I think for a man, it's kind of a nice way to be like, I don't know, I just want to like have some pillow talk with you. I'm not saying like to in a negative. I just think it was like it was a really classy way to put it. I enjoyed the phrase.
No, that's like the ideal is meeting a guy at a bar. Maybe you're like making out, whatever. It's kind of hot, but maybe I don't want to like have sex that night. But like, I would love for you to come home. Play my boyfriend for a night.
Right.
Like, us, like, little be cutesy in bed, like, and then go home, and, like, that's it. And we cuddle for a bit, and then boom.
Yeah, sexualized cuddling, I think, yeah. I'm with you. I think that's, like, a 30-year-old dream. I think, like, that's just, like, that's nice. We get sleep. There's sleep is had.
We get the sleep. You know, we get the attention.
Nipples are tickled. All that stuff. The attention, hugs. Yeah, there's nothing like hugging a stranger, someone whose last name you don't know. Like, that's a 30-year-old dream. Villain of the week, who did you have?
I mean, yeah, love. Gary and his, I mean, yours is more in depth, but like the love bombing. Stop. It is too much.
I thought, you know, it's interesting you say that. Like, I never, the love stuff, I agree, is that love is the villain. I'm with you. You're right. I thought Teresa really did a version of love bombing. When she sits down, she's like, she basically goes into sales mode again. She's done this numerous times. They're sitting on that bench, and Teresa's like, I see us. I see us together. And, like, he's not in. And she felt that. She's like, he's being so quiet. And the minute they go from him being quiet to them sitting down with each other, Teresa's like, let me get you into this, Teresa. Like, she's like, it was like a little annoying to me. Like, I kind of like, she's like, I can see us together. And like, that's hard to hear from his end. He's like, wow, you've put me in a position where like, I'm ruining your dream that you're just spelling out to me. It was a lot.
I know. Like, it's kind of trappy again. Like, because what's he going to do in front of you when you're saying, I see us together? I see us. What's he going to do? Say, I don't? Or like, I'm not sure? He has to commit and say, yeah, me too. Like, or at least lean into it a little bit.
Yeah, she's like, I promise I only have a few more days on Earth. You'll only have to take care of me a couple minutes. You know, like, she like made it. She was like really making it easy on him to be like,
she was like, you know, I can work if you need me to. I'll pay for the health insurance.
Health insurance. Get out of here. She's taking Social Security and jobs from millennials.
Please. I know.
So, Bachelor in Boca.
This what? mine's rogue. Mine's a little rogue.
I didn't understand yours, so I'm excited to hear about it. I'll give mine first just to get out of the way. Yeah. I like the morning coffee. I think the morning coffee discussions, I'd love to see a Bachelor in Boca where it's all morning coffee. Let me see these people get together and talk, you know, about their coffee. I don't know.
Think about
coffee.
It on Paradise, like mm-hmm. having, but it's all the old people and they're like around the little table.
Right. It's 6 a.m. It's like way too early.
Way too early.
Okay. So what did That'd you have great. In Bachelor in Boca?
So I'm on TikTok, like chronically, mm-hmm. and I'm getting fed all of the Golden Bachelor contestants. I have Susan. I'm seeing
really?
Everyone.
I haven't yes. gotten one. So you said Joan. Is Joan doing TikToks?
Joan is on TikTok, and she did this TikTok, and I thought I was going to die. It is her doing like a... Oh, yeah, like a transition.
Okay. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yeah, Joan.
So she's doing Joan. This, like, transition where
she's
invisible. In her pajamas.
She's invisible.
Invisible.
Right. No. Joan is going to be married is going to be married to the owner of the, you know, the Washington, Commanders. There's no question.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like,
she's a
The idea that
rag.
I should feel for Joan, I don't know. I'm not. I'm so sick of this Joan tragedy that people are selling me and that Joan tried to sell us all on. Listen, I get it. You lost your husband. I'm sorry. Your kid had a kid and had postpartum depression. I'm sorry. But like Joan, the idea that like, well, I don't know what I'm going to do now. And she's doing the transitions on TikTok where it's like.
I mean, Joan is now my competition. And
yes.
I don't like that.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't like having to compete with Joan.
You're fully against Joan. There's no question.
But if you guys haven't seen it, it's literally Joan sitting in her like pajamas. Mm-hmm. She does the thing where she tosses up the shoe. It's like a high heel. And then she kicks it and she's in like a full leather
a cat
outfit
suit.
With stilettos. Yeah, another cat suit.
Another cat suit. Yeah.
Why am I competing with Joan on TikTok?
For the listeners at home, I just watched through Zoom and I was like, it took me half a second to go, yeah. Enough scene. I didn't even have to see it fully because I'm going to go back and watch it 17 times while I pull a Gary by myself and big dog myself with Joan.
It's crazy. So I need Joan in Boca so she can stop making TikToks and ruining my chances of being a wag.
I love it. It's so good. Cringe Harrison Award.
The silent horseback ride through Costa Rica almost killed me. It was like,
cringy.
If we don't end this date now, I literally was like, just send her home. Just send her home.
Right.
It's fine.
You ride that horse back to New Jersey. It's over.
Yeah. Get her home. What did you have?
I had not knowing anything about Teresa. Like, the idea that I think I love her. Also, what did you do for a living your whole life? That never came up. How'd you make money your whole life? Yeah, I don't know. It's
a different question when you're older like that and compared to when, you know, just being on The Bachelor and it's like, so what do you do for work? Like, I guess we should talk about that so I know what we're getting into. Like, are you a traveling nurse or are you,
right,
you know,
at
in
that
sales?
Age, at that age, it's like, I don't even, if you don't mention it, you don't care about it yet. You know, like
at
this age, you go, well, I would hope you didn't spend 50 years not caring about anything.
Like, what did you, do for your entire life?
Right. Who won the week? Who do you got?
I had Gary. I think Gary won the week. He got to know these two people. He, was probably intimate. I think this was, he seemed very pleased with after his two fantasy suites.
That's why my rose went to Gary's dong. He seemed so pleased.
Eight.
Gary, big dog Gary, slurped up that bowl of Alpo. He was Gary
eight.
Gary's dong is the rose winner for me.
I mean, he said, what did he say? He referred to it as knocking boots.
I I loved it. Love it. Yeah.
What does that even mean?
No, we're going to be knocking boots. Yeah, I don't know. It's good for Big Dog Gary. He's got a hard decision to make. He's really dug himself deep.
But two weeks. We have to wait 2 weeks for this decision.
I'm okay. After this, I needed the week off. I needed.
I could go for a little break after this.
I'm okay with
a little break. Well, until then, make sure you're listening to our Bachelor in Paradise episode that came out tonight as well. You can follow us on Instagram at The Bachelor. You can follow me at K York City. And Jared, what is going on this week?
During the bye week, Thanksgiving, I'll be in Dania Beach, Florida. I'm going to be in Boca. I'm going to be in Boca all week. I'm going to be on the West Palm local news on Wednesday morning. And then
stop.
I swear. And then I'm going to be at the Dania Beach Improv all weekend. So if you're visiting your family near Fort Lauderdale, near Miami, near Boca, near Del Rey, all that whole area, this is like my one time down there. So come on out, jaredfree.com. And then the rest of the year, like I got Portland, Oregon. I've got Albany, Phoenix, and San Diego, Madison, Wisconsin. Mm. And then New York City. I'm doing a big New York City show. So jaredfree.com, jaredfree.com.
All right.
The Bachelor Podcast is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Picot, and Rebecca Sousmacat. Editing by Jorge Morales-Picot. Social media by Amy Klackner. Guest booking by Ali Friedlander. And be sure to follow at The Bachelor on Instagram and Bachelor Pod on Twitter. And send us your emails to bachelor@betches.com.
Betches.